This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. The guilty plea by a Missouri teenager in the killing of her 9-year-old neighbor included a chilling admission in court about how it happened. Alyssa Bustamante answered yes repeatedly today when asked if she understood that she was giving up her right to a trial. The judge then asked Bustamante to describe the killing. Bustamante looked at the judge and said she stabbed young Elizabeth Olton in the chest. The judge asked if Bustamante cut the girl's throat. Asked if she knew what she was doing, the teen said yes. She said she used a knife and strangled the victim with her hands. Two of three Republican candidates running to challenge Senator Claire McCaskill in November squared off today in the first of what is sure to be several debates before the primary election. From St. Louis, Rachel Lippman reports.
There is little daylight between former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman and Congressman Todd Akin on the issues, both socially and economically. Both say that gives them an advantage against McCaskill, a Democrat, and Steelman says she has the added benefit of being a Washington outsider.
I am the candidate that the status quo fears the most because I'm going to do what I say I'm going
to
do.
Akin says voters only need to look at his record to see he's not an insider.
The very first vote I took in D.C. was against President Bush's first bill.
Neither candidate mentioned businessman John Bruner, who turned down an invitation to appear at the forum. It was sponsored by the St. Louis Beacon and KTRS. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Relatives of a slain 9-year-old Missouri girl are disappointed by a plea agreement that could allow her confessed killer to be released from prison someday. An attorney for the mother of Elizabeth Olton says the family does not believe justice was fully served today when Alyssa Bustamante pleaded guilty to killing the girl in October of 2009. Bustamante originally had been charged with first-degree murder, which carries a sentence of life in prison without parole. She pleaded guilty to an amended charge of second-degree murder, which is punishable by 10 to 30 years in prison or life with the possibility of parole. A sentencing hearing is set for February 6th. Attorney Matt Deere says Olton's mother and other relatives plan to continue to seek justice by any legal means available. And the American Civil Liberties Union of Eastern Missouri has filed suit against a statewide ballot initiative that would give St. Louis control of its police department. Joseph Leahy has more.
The ACLU supports giving St. Louis control of its police department, but its lawsuit opposes the initiative's summary as it would appear on the ballot this November. Regional Program Director John Chasnoff says the summary fails to mention how the new law would limit civilian oversight and restrict public access to disciplinary records.
We in no way want this to be seen as a repudiation of local control, but this particular vehicle needs to be revised or thrown out in a new and put in its place so that we're not making really unnecessary and unwarranted trade-offs.
Mark Ellinger, a lawyer representing the group behind the initiative, says under the new law, St. Louis police would have the same oversight as other police departments across the state. This is Joseph Leahy.
A Missouri Senate committee is considering a bill designed to block Governor Jay Nixon or any agency under his authority from creating a health insurance exchange. The federal health care law, signed by President Obama nearly 2 years ago, requires all states to have an online exchange where customers can buy health coverage. States that fail to do so by the year 2014 will have one created for them. Alan LaDaz, a retired United Methodist pastor, spoke against the bill that would forbid the creation of an exchange by executive order.
It limits the ability of our agencies within our state to improve the way in which they can provide services for the people, whatever is then decided at a later time.
The bill is sponsored by GOP Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph. He says only the legislature should have the authority to create a health insurance exchange. Schaff admits, though, to opposing the creation of an exchange. If passed, the bill would bypass the governor's desk and go directly to Missouri voters for approval. Two of Missouri's top elected officials have starred in TV ads recently, but they didn't have to pay for them with campaign money. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported online today that Treasurer Clint Zweifel has aired a public service announcement promoting a college savings program, and Attorney General Chris Koster has aired one urging people to call his office with tips about Medicaid fraud. Both office holders are Democrats who are up for re-election this year. State Republican Party Executive Director Lloyd Smith contends the public service announcements are close to being publicly funded political campaign ads. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.